Section 1. You will hear two students, Jack and Amy, discussing the details of the concerts that they are planning to hold. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Oh, hi, Jack. Thank you for coming to discuss the details of the concert. It's a real help.
No problem, Amy. I'm looking forward to throwing some ideas around. Shall we order coffee before we begin?
Yes, I'll have a cappuccino, please. Right. First on the agenda is deciding who the intended audience is, because we'll obviously have to base our choice of music on this.
The thing to do before they start is order coffee. So, coffee has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Oh, hi, Jack. Thank you for coming to discuss the details of the concert. It's a real help.
No problem, Amy. I'm looking forward to throwing some ideas around. Shall we order coffee before we begin?
Yes, I'll have a cappuccino, please. Right. First on the agenda is deciding who the intended audience is, because we'll obviously have to base our choice of music on this.
Classical concerts are held all the time, but I'd really like to do something different and make it special. What do you think about holding it outside?
I like the idea, but the weather is too unpredictable. What if we host the concert for children? We could make it more lighthearted and everyone could dress up in costume.
What a wonderful idea! We could host the event every afternoon so that children can attend after school. How much do you think we should charge?
I don't think we should charge more than $5 for the student tickets.
No, I think that $4 would be a fair price. We can charge adults a little bit more. I'd say that $6.50 is suitable.
Okay, great! That should hopefully cover the costs of running the event. The local press will be in attendance to take photographs to print in the newspaper, so we'll also need to organize a press tent.
It's all so exciting! There will also be a representative from the local radio station broadcasting live. They're predicting that over 1,000 people will tune in to listen.
Now that we're agreed, let's move on to discuss our other more sophisticated concert, where we'll be hosting a number of well-known opera performers.
As the majority of people will be at work during the day, I suggest that the concert takes place in the late afternoon or evening. Which do you think?
I think we should definitely hold an evening concert. The darkness will make the entire performance more dramatic.
Yes, that will be fantastic. Let's host the event on Friday when everyone can wind down after finishing a week of work. It'll be a lovely start to the weekend.
As it will be a lavish and elegant event, I think we should set quite a high entrance fee of around $40. It'll give us some extra money to spend on decorations.
That sounds fair. Instead of using chandeliers and electric lights, we should decorate the marquee with candles instead. It would be so romantic.
Okay, perfect.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Now, moving on to the concert where we showcase talented opera singers from the local area. Perhaps we should host this opera show on Monday evening?
I think that the venue is already booked on Monday, but Tuesday will do nicely. How much do you think we should charge the audience for tickets?
Since the performers are not professionals, perhaps we should make this a free event.
Yes, tickets will be free, but we should ask everyone for a donation so that we can cover the costs of the venue and food and drink.
The venue also comes complete with a piano, so hopefully one of the performers will be able to play. I had lessons when I was younger, but I'm not accomplished enough to perform in front of an audience.
Well, what if we make our final concert a karaoke night where everyone of any ability can sing on stage? It could be really good fun, and it would give everyone the opportunity to join in.
Yes, I love that idea. Let's hold it during the day on Saturday so that everyone, including families and the elderly, can attend.
Perhaps we should offer concessions for students, children and the elderly to make the tickets more affordable and encourage everyone to come.
Yes, definitely. I think that the majority of the crowd will be composed of families and friendship groups, so we should avoid giving a group discount to maximize the income from ticket sales.
Let's arrange a secret surprise to end the show on a high for everyone. How about a band performance?
One of my friends happens to know a famous singer who I'm sure would be happy to perform for a small fee.
Oh, wow, that sounds brilliant! Well, I think we've addressed the details for all of the concerts.
Thank you so much for helping. See you later.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.